IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Hello, welcome. You're listening to Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio. I am your host, Atta. With me in the studio are two guests. We want to talk about seven victories, especially during the ceasefire, as the post-outcome of the 50-day war between Zaya American Forces and Islamic Republic of Iran. Sayed Mudarrisi and Sister Zainab James are over here. Assalamu alaikum, Sayed. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
Sister Zainab, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum salam, brother.
All right, then. Okay, so that's it. So one of the political analysts has said that the fourth superpower of the world is emerging, Islamic Republic of Iran. I mean, U.S., China, Russia, and then Islamic Republic of Iran. Is it so? I mean, because we are Iranians and we are talking about the victories, it doesn't mean that, for example, we believe everything. I mean, is it so?
Yeah, well, obviously I'm a
force power of the world. Are we now?
Well, look, I've two things to add. So obviously, I can speak as the foreigner.
Oh, as a foreigner,
who,
okay.
Even before, and I'll add this one thing. Even before I became Muslim, I was sort of researching. I was planning to do a PhD, and I'd sort of understood that, you know, the resistance economy of Iran, the fact that Iran was so strong and so self-sufficient. Mm. Back then, I remember writing, just for my little studies I was doing, an essay about Iran and actually Russia and China being the powers of the future. Mm-hmm. So, and I tend to drop off the U.S. Mm-hmm. U.S. is on the way down.
On the way down.
U.S. is not going to be a superpower. So I would say, yes, Iran at the moment is the fourth superpower, but soon it might just be three superpowers.
Okay.
That's Inshallah.
It. Inshallah.
I add.
Okay. Inshallah. So let's enumerate some of the victories now. So what did we achieve, Sayyid?
Well,
Strait of Hormuz, one of them. What else?
Let us elaborate on your previous point.
Yes.
I mean, I would say that Iran is on the way. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, is on the way to the state of being a major superpower, so to speak. But the point is why? Some would ask, why would you say that? I mean, where in the world is Iran right now? Mm-hmm. Okay, you have been able to close the Strait of Hormuz. Of course, there might be some other straits in the whole world, so we might close it. But the point is that when we look at this 50-day war, I mean, or 40-day harsh type of war that we have had up to now, and we have a kind of comparison between it and the kinds of wars we have had in Iran, not just the Islamic Republic of Iran, we would understand why we would say that Iran is on its way to become a major superpower. For example, we have previously in Iran, in our history, we have had the history of being attacked by Alexander the Great.
Yes.
What happened? The whole country was destroyed. The whole country was burned. And Iran was placed under the shadow of Greece for a decade.
Yes.
What else? For example, we had the Mongol invasion. After occupying Iran, they set up their own rule and their own government. Mm-hmm. The Iran-Russia wars, we lost 40% of our territory there.
Yes.
Iran lost 40%, as well as all those humiliating treaties. Mm-hmm. And much more recently, we have had the First and Second World Wars. Mm-hmm. What happened? Iran declared neutrality, and they attacked in both wars. They attacked Iran from the bottom and the top. Iran was occupied, and thousands.
And the epidemics were over there, losing more than 11 million people.
Based on some documentaries that are actually proved, millions of people lost their lives due to famine not being in the case of. So what has happened up to now?
Yes.
After 50 days, a 30-kilometer Strait of Hormuz, they are not able to open it, let alone the other sides. Mm-hmm. That's why we say Iran, of course, by the grace of God, is on its way to become a major power.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we say Iran is becoming a major superpower in the world.
It makes it very much different from the type of culture of resistance of the countries around Iran. Geographically speaking, we are very much close to them. But why don't we see such a culture in them, but in Islamic Republic of Iran? What's the main case? Is it related to being a Persian or Muslim or, I don't know, Shia Muslim or something? Where does this culture of resistance come from, you know? I mean, so we could see that we are not Arabs. The people that we follow, Islamically speaking, are Arabs. Now we could see as Persians, we are following the Arabs who had a specific type of culture, but the Arabs themselves in these, you know,
CCG's countries,
we can call them, you know, the Persian Gulf countries over there, are not acting like the leaders, the people who are from the same culture and the same language.
Yeah, well, obviously, the central thing here is obviously the Islamic Revolution. So this is something, mm-hmm. obviously, that did not mm-hmm. happen in any of the other countries. And this is what cemented the capacity for this nation to remain sovereign, to remain independent, and to really build strength and resilience. And obviously, not just that. Almost immediately after the Islamic Revolution happened, then, of course, we had the war, the Holy Defense, which then really cemented the unity of the country. And mm-hmm. people talk again and again about how all the martyrs that were given mm-hmm. during the Holy Defense really sort of united and cemented this nation as it is. Mm-hmm. And obviously, this is something that we don't see in any of the neighboring countries, even though obviously we have majority Shia in Iraq mm-hmm. and a culture of resistance. But obviously, Iran has remained independent, no military bases. So this is very important. Obviously, in neighboring Iraq, it's tricky. Mm-hmm. Because really they are, I would say they're subjugated. They're subjugated by the U.S. Mm-hmm. So the U.S. interferes in who they can put forward as candidates in their elections.
And it's not just the case for these days mm-hmm. of war. For more than half a century, you have seen how these different people in these different countries react to the meddling of U.S. in their countries. So that's different. It's not just these days of war that you see. The people are acting different, actually, in these two countries.
And Donald Trump has always thanked four countries, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and UAE, because they helped them, okay? I mean, by help is not, for example, telling them, okay, give you this and that, but opening your land to them, you know, opening your bases. Of course, most of the bases put in around the petrochemical facilities and also civilian parts of their town, so not letting Iran to attack them, okay? And this is not the justice and the ethics of the war that our Shahid Rahbar has always emphasized. Do not attacking the civilians. We are not the start of the wars. We are not warmongers, but we defend ourselves in the best way. And I think in the last message of the martyred Rahbar before his martyrdom, he said that if there's going to be war this time, the whole region will be on fire. So it means this, okay, that the bases of the U.S. in the region must be wiped out. So they are not taking lessons, I mean, Sayyid.
Yeah. and that's why we have seen in the whole media and our authorities have been talking that this stage of war, from now on, I mean, after this so-called ceasefire or the silence of the battlefield, this new round of battle will be fundamentally different mm-hmm. from the previous. If this goes on, if this fire is on, then again, I mean, from the ground to the sky, the Iranians will fight in a new way mm-hmm. The previous fight has been nothing compared to it.
All right. Let's not forget the role of the people in here. All right, so I want to open. Anything missed up to now? Nothing? So I want to open a new window now to the people of Iran now, because the world is shocked. So it's been 2-3 years, also before that, in a decade, that some so-called movements started in the Islamic Republic of Iran. After the rights, okay, so Zanzandegi Azadi, for example, Green Movement and something like that, they were trying so many people from inside and outside Iran. So these Persian-speaking channels, both TV and radio, out of Islamic Republic of Iran are working hard in order to say that, for example, the system is killing its people. In the recent day, uprisings and the riots in Iran also too, you know. And Donald Trump on social media, you know, every day just posting, I'm defending you, the help is on the way, and this and that. And so many people believed him, especially out of Iran, okay, by just going and say, okay, uncle, come on, help us. They even kissed the flag of Israel, you know, over there. So, and they started bombing us, killing so many people. So there were still some gray part, class part of the society who didn't know what to do. But when the country was attacked, I think they are now pro-Iranians rather than, you know, against that. We could see it in the gatherings and the demonstrations that are being held every night. It's been more than 50 nights now, around 2 months, okay?
Yeah, I remember in the very beginnings, I was thinking, how many more nights and days these people are going to come out into the streets? I really asked the question myself.
Yeah. And so, on the social media, the especially the Western ones, the mainstream thought that, okay, this time it's done because we start with the riots, we start killing the people, and then the Mossad and then the CIA, MKO started saying that we had our own agents over there. Also, Donald Trump in a post said that we send them weapons, and the weapons, some of them reach them, some of them is their hands. It means that it is still over there, okay? So, in a kind of dormant type of style atmosphere.
But he admitted he didn't know where some of the guns left.
Yeah,
I mean, okay, where are they?
That's it, like Afghanistan, where they left all the weakers over there. So, that's it. So now the people of Iran has shocked the world that what type of psychology are they following now? So there are some parts out of Iran, the Pahlavi type of pro, you know, the ketchup guy. Sorry to say that. So which are following him outside Iran. So they're after the riots. So the numbers is not that much. The Berlin movement is not, I think, 1,000 people or something in the rallies. And now, the great news is the presence of the peoples on the streets defending the flags, defending the system, defending their martyrs, defending the martyr rapper and the new rapper, of course. So everybody might face from outside. For us Iranians, inside, everything is clear. But from outside, you see who is who. Who is who, says Sister Zainab, for you as a foreigner.
Yeah, well, on the outside, obviously in the past have been people in the sort of non-Iranians in the West who have sort of tried to encourage these, as you say, Zanzendegi, Azadi, that sort of thing. And they'd have all be talking about, oh, we have to free the poor Iranian people from, you know, whatever oppression they thought people had here.
Okay.
But that's all gone quiet somehow. You know, we just see like a few individuals of the, you know, the monarchists and so in the, yeah, outside of Iran trying to hold
actors,
up the
singers,
little flags.
Celebrities, yeah. But that, who sold that, their land for the money, that's right.
But that's gone quiet, and obviously because obviously and in Iran I remember watching an interview I think with someone who was a I think he was a doctor and he admitted that he'd been sort of I don't know whether he said he was a monarchist but he was
right.
You know, not really for the government. And but then he could see that yeah, they started to bomb. They bombed his house, killed his mm-hmm. wife and daughter,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. He understood that this was all lies.
Uh-huh.
No one was wanting to help the Iranian people. It was always just about basically what they call regime change.
Yes.
And just destroying. They just want to they're after destroying the whole country.
Because they didn't feel the real war till then, you know. But when the US and Israel started bombing, okay, Bibi bezan ki khub mizani, okay. No, that was something else, sorry.
No, specifically after the bombardment and targeting the infrastructure in Iran. Yes. They understood that this war is, I mean, moving to other directions than they had previously been thinking about.
Mm-hmm. So when it's getting serious now and their house is being bombarded, they are losing infrastructure and facilities, the power is cut, the water is cut, I say, wow, maybe this war is not our war? Mm. Maybe this is not the war of Iran? Maybe this is not the war of Iranian people? And why, for example, we must go and support Israel, Bibi and Donald Trump? Why? This is a major question. So I myself interviewed some of the people over the streets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When I got there, some of them have said that we really regret it. That's why they said that about 1-2 weeks ago that the office of the rapper said there are so many calls to the office of the people being regretful to what they did to the rabbi when he was alive. So they're asking for a kind of remorse or repentance. Is it accepted or not? And then the office of the late rabbi, the Shahida, said that, okay, he was a man of mercy. So he was a man who has always said that, no problem, I do dua for you, for all the class of the society. So, I mean, these statistics and the calling and everything show something, demographically speaking, that the population of Iran and the people of Iran, and the war especially for them, has made a kind of enlightenment in their hearts and souls to support their land, the country, and the government more than before. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, and specifically after when the people saw that their supreme leader mm-hmm. was not down in the basement or mm-hmm. hiding in somewhere.
The fake news that they gave us about the rahbar, about Iranian people. Hiding. Oh, your rahbar is hiding, you're in the streets. So why? So he aligns up with his family. Come on. Yeah. The little grand.
When the people saw that happening, and actually the whole nation, it seemed that they had been actually relying on their supreme leader mm-hmm. to carry something for them. For 37 years, he was our leader, I think, mm-hmm. our martyred leader. For 37 years, he was carrying something for us. But then after the martyrdom, in that very morning, I think February 28th or 7th.
27th, that's right.
We saw that something has changed. Out of the blue, we don't have that person to carry this for mm-hmm. us. So the people were, for a few minutes, for a few hours, bewildered. Mm-hmm. They were in distress. They were in shock. They didn't know what to do. But that's what the blood of martyr does. Mm-hmm. The people were awakened. The people are, they became sent forth, as he himself said, mm-hmm. you will become Mab'uth,
yeah.
he said. They were sent forth, and they are now the embodiment of steadfastness.
Yeah. All right then, thank you, Sayyid Mudarrisi and Sister Zainab. We hope that inshallah the resistance movement will be victorious. And now the resistance movement is not, I think, limited even to Islamic Republic of Iran, Yemen, Iraq, Syria, I don't know, Lebanon. No, it's not. Now, we could see that so many non-Muslims in the Western part of the world are parts and the members of this resistance movement. And inshallah, this war is going to establish a kind of awakening and enlightenment in the people of the world to see who is the enemy of humanity. Regardless of the language, race, ethnicity, and geographically speaking, I mean, any part of the world. Thank you, Master Mudarrisi, Sister Zainab, for presence in the program. Viewpoints, it was very kind of you. I really enjoyed talking to you. Fruitful discussion, Sayyid.
Thank you.
And Sister Zainab.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you,
brother.
Thank you. Dear listeners, thank you very much. So, the people of Iran, I know that they do not forget to be present on the rallies and demonstrations supporting, but you people around the world, you can support Iranian people through whatever facilities you have, whatever tools you have. It could be through art, it could be a rap song, it could be graffiti, I don't know. Do whatever you can. I know you're already doing it on X, posting, okay? A post, maybe, just got so many, one line of words, okay? So many viewers all across the world. You are making a big change. We are making a big change. We are helping you, inshallah, through our sacrifice. To another episode of Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio. God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Long live Islamic Republic of Iran. Long live Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba al-Khamenei. يقولها لنا
ساعه انا